morning we're continuing with Hilchos Mezuzah and the Chayarim, and we're learning Klal Tesvav, and we learned Siman Dalet, which spoke about the issue of Shutras Akum, Shutras Iman Achri, or Chacha, which Yisrael Anachrim Doriboy, is Potter, even though it's Rabbi Yisrael, because of this Chashas of Bizoyan. So we pointed out that the issue of Shutras Akum is really Machlokas Rishonim, between Mordechai, which says that it's Potter, and the Rashi, which says that it's Chayiv. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says that a person should put it up, but with no bracha, because the suffix chayv in the mitzvah, so you should do the mitzvah, but can't make a bracha, because the suffix potter would be a bracha levatola. That's where we could argue, in the case where this is a machlokes, we could argue that maybe the union of, because of this chashas of bizoyan, was the reason why we parted the person from doing the mitzvah. The Poskim do point out that this is only when it's a very strong concern of bizoyan, not just, but a place where, in general, things are well, the person should definitely put up and not rely on this opinion of this idea, which is mentioned in the Chayodim, which is really mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara. A person should only use it in a case where it's definitely going to be a problem, or a very strong concern is going to be a problem. Another example the Gemara gives is a case where the Goyim will say Sakana, because they say the Jews are doing some type of kishuf on them, these writings and stuff like that, so that's dangerous, so then obviously we wouldn't be putting up. In both scenarios, if you have an option of putting it up in a way which is not going to happen, it's going to be, like you mentioned, the idea of putting it into the doorway itself. A person should do so. And we mentioned that this is only talking about a case where they're really sharing. So an example of this would be a case of, let's say, an office. A person has an office which he's sharing with a goy. So in that situation, do you put up mezuzah? No, we'll see about the halachas of putting a mezuzah at an office. A person has an office where he does spend time and he eats there and does other things there besides just just using it as a place for work, but he does some of his regular functions there. So that's going to be chayv and mezuzah. Now that it's together with a goy, so what do you do? So you should put up without a bracha. If a person would own, if there'd be a building where the people in the building own the building together, as opposed to a rental, but the person owns the building, so the people own the building together, so each person has their own yuchadika place, which Shabbat is chayv and mezuzah, and then we have the public, the doorways which come into the building, etc., which are owned by the Jews and the non-Jews together. So again, you're going to have this type of scenario where there's going to be shutras akum. There's a chiyuv to put a mezuzah on these doorways. There's shutras akum. So, what should you do? So you should put up without a bracha. And if there's any chashash of potential bizoyan happening to the mezuzah, a person would have to find a way to put the mezuzah into the doorway itself. That's going to be safe there. It's not going to be. It won't be in danger. When the person puts it inside of into the actual doorpost itself, into the doorpost, it should not go too far in. Otherwise, it's not considered putting it on the mezuzah. It's considered inside in the mezuzah. The post says you're supposed to put al mezuzas, so it should not be too far in. Far in enough that you can, not more than a tefach in. For sure, a person should put it in that such type of situation. Okay. Mr. Kivagar says, in a case where they're sharing an area where it's not possible to divide, the Moran and Baba Basra talks about that sometimes Shutrin, the area is too small. If you divide it, neither person will be left with enough space to do their work and do their function. So that's called something which is Aimboy Kadei Chaluk. It's not large enough to divide. So in that situation, when partners would want to break up the partnership, instead of each one getting half, they would offer each one a buyout option. You buy me out, or I will buy you out. But Kreger says, in a case where a Yisrael and a non-Jew have a shutvis together in an area which is ein b'kedei chalukah, Kreger sheet is that the Yisrael is chayiv to put it up with a bracha. This is not like a regular case of a shutras which are potter, because shutras, the there's potentially only part belongs, so the jewel part belongs to the goy. Over here, the pshat is everything belongs to both of them because both of them need all of the area to use. So the fact that the goy also owns it doesn't take away from the Yisrael's ownership, and the Yisrael's chayiv. One potential application of that, sometimes in an office you could have it, it's a small office, there's not enough space, you divide it, neither person will have enough space to function. In other cases, we'll talk about the question of the status of an elevator. What's a halacha with regards to an elevator? That's definitely something which is emek dechaluka. So we'll see there are some shittas which are machmer on putting a mezuzah in an elevator. That would be an example of Rav Dreger's halacha. Have a good day.